Welcome to the American Foundation for the Blind Inform and Connect series. This series was created to foster camaraderie between the blind community through informal storytelling. Today marks our 10th episode, and we're so excited to have with us today Becky Andrews. Becky is a therapist who has taken her passion for helping others and skyrocketed it into so many different areas. Becky, we're so happy to have you with us here today.
Hi, thanks for inviting me. So fun.
I know, it is going to be so much fun. So you guys, Becky and I have had a lot of conversations lately, and we really wanted to be able to make this session today really talking about, you know, the stress of the world today and what we're going through. But before we get into that, Becky, can you share with us a little bit about you?
Certainly. So, on a personal note, I have retinitis pigmentosa, was diagnosed when I was 18, so I've gone through that journey of losing my eyesight. And like Melody said, I love to hike, bike, run. I think the outdoors is definitely my therapy when I'm not indoors with being a therapist. And married for 36 years, have two kids that are both on the East Coast, so anxious to be able to fly, go back and visit them again. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. So not only does she bike, you guys, she was in the middle of COVID and had to pull away because she was going to be tandem biking with her husband across the United States. So she's being very much for that. But we were talking earlier about mindset, and you're talking about coping versus thriving. And can we kind of, you just shared a really beautiful story with me. Can we start with that, Becky?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So one of those moments that really made an impact on me in that concept of coping versus thriving, I was speaking at a conference in Chicago in 1997, which seems like a while ago. And they had asked me to talk on coping with vision loss. So I had my notes ready and geared up for that. And I just had gotten started, and a lady in the background, or in the back of the room, said, I don't want to cope. I want to thrive with vision loss. And it really had a profound effect on me. And it made me think of Maya Angelou's quote that some of you might be familiar with. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. And I took that to heart and really wanted to learn, study what that looked like to thrive with blindness, with all the things that we navigate in life. And that kind of took me to that next space of really studying resilience and what that looks like for us.
So what, to you, Becky, what is, you know, we talked about it, but like for us, we, you know, I love how you said that, of coping and thriving. And I think this message applies to everyone that's with us today, sighted or not. And how that mindset that you talked about, what was that shift? What did it look like for you from coping to thriving?
Yeah, I think it can actually be a shift, that mind shift, even of asking ourselves, what does today look like thriving? You know, when you think of coping, we're getting by, we're making it through the day. And there's certainly times where coping is what we're doing. That's part of being resilient too, is honoring that space that we're in at the moment and letting ourselves, you know, get by, get through the day, find the tools we need to. And then I think when we can open it up and say, what would today look like if I was thriving? What could I bring into my life today that would be that that thriving, that that joy. When I think of thriving, it just, it kind of adds some energy to the experience. Like that quote, you know, we're adding compassion, humor, joy to our day when we're thriving.
Yes, and I think that a lot of us, myself included, you know, are really struggling with a past conversation you have that I, you know, that you identify that I'm a connector, and you just feel so lost when you're not able to do the things that you did to connect, and you have to stop and honor that shift and kind of cope and let those feelings run. But then I think a lot of us are struggling with thinking we're not doing enough because there are so many huge things going on in this world right now, right?
Right.
And as you were saying, you know, we talked about how people were getting pulled in 90 different directions and we're growing and it can be uncomfortable. Can we talk a little bit about the uncomfortableness of growing and stretching?
Good point. Growing's not, it's not easy, is it? Even if we feel like we want to be in a growth mindset. So I think I have my tether here. And I think it's a good analogy of that stretch, of that pull, and being open to that, listening to what we need, that cultivation of resilience, of growth mindset, is that first key, is really kind of tuning into what we need and where we're at. I think right now we have to recognize that we're experiencing collective grief, ambiguous losses, anticipatory grief, a lot of shifts, a lot of learning, a lot of growth, a lot of things that are both challenging and some things that can be seen as that growth space. And so when we think of cultivating resilience, that first key practice is to honor ourselves, give ourselves permission to feel, to really recognize what we need before we move forward. You know, you mentioned our bike ride that we were so, like, that was a bucket list item for my husband. It became a bucket list for me. But, you know, I embraced it after I'm like, what?
You want to do what?
But then when it was canceled, we had a good cry, you know, before we could move forward and say, okay, what did we learn? How can we grow? We had a good cry of, you know, this is disappointing. This is what we were so excited to do. And so I think honoring that space is sometimes it's hard. We don't want to go there. We don't want to go to the feeling space of it, but that's what helps us grow. That's what helps us really be tuned into who we are and what we need.
Yeah. I love how you said that. Cause you know, we talked the other night and I did share this with a friend of mine in a conversation yesterday. It's like, you're talking about a client and saying, you know, hey, I want to be ultra resilient. You know, I'm so resilient that I don't have time to deal with my feelings. And you're like, well, they're going to be hanging out, might show up in a panic attack or a migraine. So I mean, it's really important that we do that. And I think also too, I love how you are giving us all on this call, like the space for validation, because I think deep down, all of us feel like we're not either doing enough or we're not enough. And I think that we're trying to cope with the extremes that have happened in this life at a very quick time in so many different ways that we can feel a little bit lost and alone.
Right. We're doing the best we can. And that looks different on different days. One day that might be deep cleaning the storage room. Another day it might be, gosh, where did the day go? I'm feeling numb and kind of lost. So I think that space of just honoring, you think we're gonna look back. We often look back with some compassion to ourselves And you think, we can do that now. We can look back to our March, April, May self and go, wow, that was hard when that happened and what I had to go through and what I'm experiencing now. And self-compassion is such an important piece of that resilience, of cultivating that, is to just give ourselves that same love, support, understanding that we give to a friend.
No, I agree. And we don't do that. And at least I know I don't. I trying to coach yourself, and the thing is so much different. But yeah, it's good. So what kind of advice would you give somebody, like give us? Because I want to know too, just when you're in that transition of coping, of giving yourself permission, but not only doing that, but then being able to thrive.
Yeah, I think there's such power in small steps. Sometimes we feel like, you know, if I don't run a marathon, then running's not going to help me. But getting outside that door and walking to the end of the street is helpful to us. And that's, of course, I love running analogies, but, you know, all sorts of different ways that just taking a small step to say, okay, I'm coping right now. What would it look like if I thrived for 15 minutes? You know, what would that look like for me to step outside for a few minutes, or write down my feelings, or maybe set a goal for today that's manageable, you know?
Yeah.
And take a minute and write down your wins, your victories. So often we're kind of focused on, I got to do better at that. But, you know, shift that and look at your wins, your victories, what's going right, can really help us shift.
Yeah, it does. And I think even those small wins, like, you know, I even do that on days that it's just hard. It's like, okay, I have a small win today. You know, I cleaned out my closet, or, you know, I figured out something that just even the smallest, but I have really been finding, like, once you told me that last night or the other night when we were talking about writing down your wins and really owning them, it's, you know, it's really made a difference to write them down and see them. Like, what have I accomplished so far? I think we are getting lost in this. You know, I know at AFB, we have really been, you know, we are creating a life with no limits, you know, for people that are blind and vision impaired. And I look back and I think of all that we've accomplished with like moving things virtually and quickly, and how we've all united together. And the partnerships that we're building, they're not in our, I think we have mindsets of what is normal and what is not normal, right? And I think all of us carry that too. So when that connection doesn't look the same as it did, it sort of feels uncomfortable, right? Like wearing masks, going, like we were talking about that too, like, you know, wearing a mask and you've got that connection, but being able to shift that mindset to say, I can deal with this for now. And maybe there's some creativity here. You were talking about setting your mind in your Costco visit to a curiosity mindset. Can you talk about what happens when you change over to a curiosity mindset?
Yeah, you think they say we get to either be a scientist or a judge on our feelings, on different situations. And you think when we're a judge to ourselves, it's that harsh critic. When we're a scientist, we're curious, we're wondering what that's about. It's the what, the hows versus the why, gets rid of that judgment. And so I think as our numbers were increasing here, I could, as far as cases reported, that I found myself being a little bit like, where, you know, they all need to wear our masks. And I found myself in Costco needing to just take a step back. And Costco is, You got to have one on.
Costco is stressful anyway. So that's
yes. Right. You know? But I found myself just kind of going in that compassion place. I wonder what their experience is like, you know, that creates this being a hard situation. You know, what are they going through? That common humanity piece.
And I
recognizing
think
that this is difficult for all of us in different ways. And it helps us when we can feel like we're in this together.
I agree. And with that, I'm going to tagline on when you're saying we're in this together is that we really are. And I am trying to see that silver lining where I feel like the blind can, like with us in the blind community, that we are on almost on a level playing field because there's so many restrictions, right? There's so many restrictions on what we could do going out. And I think it can kind of give a taste of, you know, opening up that door of compassion. And when we see it life through that lens, it does help us thrive. And I believe when you were having that mindset going through Costco of wondering what that person's going through, that's thriving. That's like saying when you get to that spot, I feel like you're really having your heart open.
Yeah. I think that thriving is that, as Brené Brown refers to, as that whole heart, opening our hearts to connection.
Yes.
Which is challenging right now. In some ways, and also inspiring, you think about all the ways that we're getting creative on connecting. We didn't just decide, okay, no connection, can't go outside right now. You started seeing this movement, this resilient movement of let's do a family Zoom call, let's connect in this way, you know. I've left something on your porch. Can you open the door so we can have a distance conversation? You know, just all these incredible ways of being resilient, of being open to changing that mindset of growing, that growth mindset of, okay, February's routine doesn't work right now. What does it look like now?
Yeah, it's so true. And I to mimic Brené Brown is also too, is having those people in your arena, like finding those people in your arena to keep you in that space of resilience. Because
yeah.
we are all stepping up, and I see it in so many, in a lot of these people that are here today, just, you know, we're all stepping up somehow. And even if you realize it or not.
Yeah.
And I just thank you so much for validating that for us. You know, and you talked about Brené Brown. Can you guys, she was telling me about a plaque that she's got right now. Can you tell us about your plaque? I just want them to know about it because it's really cool.
Yes. This is a really special plaque that's in our office. And on our third retreat, the women that came presented this plaque to us, and it means a lot. It's like four strips of wood, kind of that rustic look, and it says, "Rising strong, vulnerability is not weakness. It is our most accurate measure of courage," by Brené Brown. And Nicole that created it put the Braille in little nails, so it's pretty special, creates a lot of conversation too, gives a lot. Someone new comes into our office and they feel, you know, it's courageous to walk into a therapy office, I think.
Yes.
It creates this, you know, awareness, this support, like we honor you and your journey.
That is so awesome. I love it. And with that, before we start the Q&A session, which I'm sure you're going to get a lot because this has been really, it's great for me. It's totally put a smile on my face. If you could just give us one tip, whether it's on mindset or if it's giving yourself permission or whatever you feel is going on, what would that be able to give ourselves to thrive?
Right. Yeah. So many things come to mind. I think that it's really important how we start and end our days. That's a piece that's really, we can do that intentional. And if you can start your day with an awareness of gratitude, that can help us, you know, get started in that positive space. At the end of the day, to ask yourself what went well, and just take a pause and acknowledge what went well about the day, can be two game changers. There's so much I could say, but I think those would be kind of two of my just short snippets.
Well, we are going to give people the opportunity to further this out. So if people would like to reach you, how could they do that, Becky?
My email is becky.lpc. That's for licensed professional counselor at gmail.com. So feel free to email me, or on Instagram, I'm Becky Andrews, or Facebook, Becky Andrews Resilient Vision.
I love it. I love it so much. You know, we're going to move into the Q&A session. And while Jerry gets that in with questions that are coming through, I want to thank you guys for being here. And Becky, and how many of us are in this group that are doing a virtual 5K to celebrate the ADA? I think it's 36.
Oh, we're up to 44.
44. Yes. Can people still join us if they want to be in the Daring Sisters?
Yes. Their shirt might be a little late, but they can still join the run and we'll get you a shirt.
Great. Yes. Yes. And then also too, you know, she does your virtual, you had to switch them to virtual, but your retreats for women that are blind and vision impaired.
Yes. And I'm so excited. I think Sheila's on the call. Sheila and I are doing two virtual retreats this fall. This will be the 8th and 9th. And we call them Daring to Own Your Story, because I think that's, again, you know, favorite quote from Brené Brown that says, when we deny the story, it defines us. When we own the story, we can write a brave new ending. So we're going to have two different virtual retreats, one that's each week for 6 weeks, and the other one will be intensive, which is pretty fun. We'll start Thursday night and finish Sunday morning with some good long breaks in there.
Nice.
It'll be like 10, 12 hours the whole time, but kind of really get that time together that way too.
Awesome. Well, great. We will definitely get more information to people if they want to learn more. I'm definitely signing up for one. Jerry, do we have any questions for Becky?
I don't have any questions yet.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about, while we're getting some questions, do you want to talk a little bit about, like, you do other things than that with your therapy? I understand. Can you tell us a little about other things that you do? I know that you were doing an women entrepreneur and making lemon out of lemonades, which is why you were at Costco, which I thought was genius.
Yeah, it's so fun. I belong to a group here in Bountiful, women entrepreneurs. And we're talking about the 10 traits of cultivate resilience. And so I frame them so that it starts out like a lemon. You think that phrase that we hear so often, you know, turning our lemons into lemonade or lemon meringue or lemon bars, you know, whatever, lemon cookies, something that tastes good. So that's been a really fun group to connect with and share with.
That is awesome. I love it. Do we have any, Jerry?
No one has said anything.
Okay. Is anybody having problems with the chat box? Because sometimes I... Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, I have more questions. Okay. So can you tell us about how you started your practice?
Sure. So The term resilient really resonated with me in grad school. I love that vision of, you know, being stretched and transformed and learning and growing. And so I knew that I wanted that in the name. So, you know, how you do with the name, play around with it, resilient, what goes with that, came up with resilient solutions, started that and literally had furniture delivered in the morning, clients came that night, kind of went with that, build it and they'll come, cross your fingers, right?
Right.
And it was just me and another therapist at that time. And we've just grown over the years. Now our office has 18 therapists.
Wow.
And a yoga instructor, which is really fun to incorporate that. I'm a EMDR therapy provider. So a lot of that is, you know, connecting with our bodies, understanding what that process of trauma is. So kind of a natural segue to have someone, you know, connect with yoga.
That is awesome. And I love also too about how you reach out to your community in this time. Like you've definitely done a lot of things where you just, but you've told me stories, which is completely amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have Jerry G?
I do have one from Marsha Dukala. Becky, can you share about the book you wrote and where to find it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you. So I wrote just kind of, you know how, I don't know if any of you are writers or have that nudge. I just felt like, we all have a story, and I wanted to put mine down on paper. So had that opportunity. It's hard to believe it's been 4 years ago, and it's called Look Up, Move Forward. My journey of finding my vision while losing my eyesight. And the name of Look Up, Move Forward, just a quick story, came to be. I was walking with my guide Cricket at the time, and I was also on the phone, and I know it's kind of like driving and being on your cell phone, not ideal circumstances to be talking while walking with your guide. But I was listening to a friend that was sharing her heart, going through some difficult times, and Cricket kind of took that on as a time to be a little distracted, you know, oh good, she's not paying attention, I'll kind of sniff. And so I kind of lifted my phone up and I said, you know, Cricket, Cricket, hop up, move forward. And my friend said, what did you say? That's just what I needed to hear. And she, what she heard was, you know, you need to look up, move forward, and felt like that was the wisdom that she needed for what she was going through. And I recognized that's kind of what we continue to do. We look up, we take that pause, you know, we see what we need before and then we move forward. And I think sometimes that can be a quick pause to remind your guide dog to, you know, get back in focus. And sometimes that can be that pause of coping, of getting by before you feel like you can, you know, move forward. So I've come to just really love that phrase and that term.
Oh, that is, yes. I need you. And where can they find your book? I know it's on Audible.
It's on Audible. It's on Kindle, Amazon, through our website, Resilient Solutions, Inc. It's available.
Nice. And do you have another one coming out?
I've almost finished the Cultivating Resilience workbook. Yeah. Oh, end of the month.
Fingers nice. Crossed. Oh, well, I know you're going to do it. And would that also be out and available for us?
Yeah, it should be available by like 1st of September.
Awesome. Well, we will keep everyone posted on that. Jerry, if we don't have any more questions or comments.
I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew where the chat box was, but I've not gotten any more questions, no.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed this today, Becky. You know, we are better together and creating a life with no limits when we work together. And I think we've hit that here in so many directions. So thank you so much for being here with us today. It's meant a great deal. And let's just all remember to move forward with resilience and coping and our mindsets. And thank you so much for everyone for being here. And thank you, Becky, so much. We really appreciate it. Well, we really hope that you guys have a great and rest of your week and afternoon. And again, we will have this posted for you. If you want to reach out to Becky, have any questions later, I'll be more than happy to get them. Or they can email you directly. So thank you guys so much. Take care.